Relegators!
Mount up!
Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil, and this is a podcast where me and my best bud Carl go through top-tier relegation promotion in English soccer. Carl, it's been 2 days. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. How do you like my Russian bomber hat?
Oh, too soon, new bomber.
No, but seriously, what do you think? So I got this new hat. I got it at a liquor store, and it's got fur all on it. It's like one of those like hats you see people wearing in Alaska. What do you think?
Yeah, it looks like a lumberjack hat. I don't know if I'd call it a bomber hat.
Okay. Yeah.
But it
Well.
looks good. It looks good on you.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
I bet you were something before electricity. So the reason I bought it is because I'll be honest, I've been having a bit of a dry spell with the ladies, and I thought maybe this hat would give me some like newfound swagger when I go out to the bars and things, and maybe it'll be like a conversation starter. You think it'll work?
No.
Thanks for your vote of confidence. Maybe I can offer it to them if they're cold,
Sure, like as a beer cozy or what?
All right, I've heard enough snotty remarks about the hat, Phil.
Hey, you're the one that brought up your 10-year dry spell.
Tenure. Ricky's been playing for 15, 16 years.
All right, Carl, enough of this dopey shit.
Yeah, I've had enough. It takes something especially dumb for me to have enough to.
I should have said enough of this emotional shit.
Oh no, there's no emotions. I'm completely dead inside.
Yeah, so is that thing on your head. All right, Carl. We have an exciting week in English soccer, mostly championship, pretty much all championship league this week. So let's get started. We start Tuesday at the Turf Moor, where Burnley hosted Oxford United. Burnley have a ton of chances in the first half, but nothing going on until the 33rd minute when Josh Cullen gets the ball in the 18-yard box and seems to make a cross. But the Ewes, Michael Hellick, gets his foot out and deflects the ball in for an own goal. Oxford give it their best, but it's mostly Burnley in the second half, and the game ends 1-0.
Yeah, I'm. Of course, Burnley ends their scoreless run on that cheap ass
On an own
goal.
goal,
I was so mad. I was so hoping for another nil
technically still
draw.
nil nil.
I know,
Burnley did not put a goal in.
Yeah, Burnley didn't. I want everyone to know Burnley did not score in this game. Yeah, they keep, Oxford tried their best, but they ain't good enough to score on Burnley.
No shots on target. Burnley had control of this game the whole way through.
Yeah, like you said, Burnley had a few chances, especially in the first half.
Yeah. Oh, no, they were putting the pressure on. They just couldn't get it through. And then, yeah, the one deflection, it seemed like a cross. There were players behind Hellick, but he's the one who ended up putting it in.
Another win for Burnley. I mean, when we look at the table, we'll see
Another
what
clean sheet, number 21 on the season.
incredible. You just know like this goalie is gonna get like a huge payday or something, and then he's gonna go to the next team and just be absolute shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it's like in the championship, but I know in the top tier, they definitely have clean sheet bonuses, man. If he's got a few thousand dollars every clean sheet, he's racking it up this season.
Yeah, but I was thinking more about another team would sign him because they're like, oh, look, like some guy that doesn't watch the games.
Yeah, I mean, but he's there for the season. The transfer window's closed now, so he's there for the season.
Yeah, no, I was thinking like in summer.
Yeah.
So yeah, some guy that doesn't watch the game is gonna just see 21 clean 20
Oh,
however
I see. Yeah,
many
I see what
clean
you're
sheets
saying.
is gonna be like, this is the greatest goalie of all time.
Yeah,
And he's gonna go to the next team and just be garbage.
I mean, if they're smart, like the Philadelphia Eagles just draft a Georgia Bulldog lineman, defensive lineman. If they're smart, they'll just sign the whole back line for Burnley and the keeper, and they got a solid foundation there.
Yeah, maybe Southampton will attempt that strategy.
Well, they'll be in the championship, so.
Yeah, Burnley might be above them by this point.
I have a feeling they will.
Yep.
All right, Carl, next game we go to Loftus Road where the Park Rangers hosted Blackburn Rovers. The Park Rangers get on top first in the 5th minute with a free kick from the left side, and Ilias Chair puts a nice ball into the 6-yard box. And the Moroccan magician, Michael Frey, is there to head it home. It's back and forth between the two sides until the 52nd minute when Rangers' Koki Saito trips up Callum Britton in the box and the Rovers are awarded a penalty. Tyrese Dolan puts it low and left and Blackburn square it up. More back and forth action until the 76th minute when Rangers' Steve Cook puts a good ball into the box. It pinballs around a little and finds Jack Colback in the top of the penalty area, and he puts a great strike on target and puts the Park Rangers up for good, 2-1.
Yeah, when I first started watching this match, I was like, oh, thank God. Blackburn have finally gotten rid of those
Yeah, they
half
did not
blue,
wear
half
the blue
white.
and whites. They were not the
Yeah.
blue and whites
Yeah, but
today.
I thought they changed him from like the half and half to the stripes, and then I realized
Oh
that was
no,
just
that was
fake
just
QPR.
QPR.
Yeah. But I will say Blackburn's kits today were an improvement. I actually did like them.
Yeah,
So
we've talked about this. We like their black and red kits. I did hear the commentator call the QPR kits the blue and white halos because they kind of circle around. They're the horizontal stripes.
they are hoops. Sometimes
Oh,
they'll call
hoops. Yes. Excuse me. Not
yeah.
halos. Hoops.
Yeah,
Yes.
that's what I was actually gonna mention just that, how in the US we just call them stripes. But they are hoops. So I mean I guess they got one on us. Good job, England. But yeah, Saito's challenge in the box was bad.
Oh, terrible.
That was so clumsy. Oh, by the way, so you mentioned Jack Colback who scored the winner. Do you know what the fans call him?
What?
They call him Ginger Pirlo.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah.
I didn't really have any context to it, so I didn't want to add it, but I did hear that.
Yeah, so Andrea Pirlo is an Italian legend who played up until a few years ago and was just like a what would you say? He was an artiste on the field with at the mid,
Okay.
in the midfield with the passes. I'm sure there's some Pirlo highlight packages that are out there on YouTube that I'm gonna watch after this. But yeah, I just love how they just pick out his one differing physical characteristic and like that's your name now, Ginger Pirlo.
Yeah, well, yeah, ginger. That's like not exactly the best term in the world either,
Yeah, I guess
That one might get X'd in the next few years. Who knows?
it might. I do catch myself saying it sometimes, but then or I start to say it to someone, and then I'm like, "Ooh, am I allowed to say this still?" And I can never remember, so I just say it and see what happens. But yeah, wild sequence though for that second QPR
Yeah,
goal. Like there was like.
nice strike. The keeper got his hand on it, but it wasn't enough. Still went in.
Yeah, and like on the replay, I saw there was like there. I guess it wasn't almost offsides. Like it was Rovers thought that the guy was offsides, but he wasn't. And
No.
then they th and then Rovers thought that QPR committed a handball in the box, and then they thought that QPR committed a foul in the box. And then the goal got scored. So they're probably not too thrilled after that.
Well, no, I think the handball went the other way. It
Oh.
was Blackburn had the handball, but because they scored the goal, the ref didn't call it, I think is what happened.
Okay. I'll have to rewatch it. I mean, I probably won't, but yeah. Okay. Thanks for the correction.
That was my interpretation of it. I could be wrong, but yeah, when I viewed it and when I listened to the commentary, they did mention the handball, but I think it would have been called on Blackburn, so it would have been a penalty, but they ended up striking the ball in for the goal anyway, so the ref just, no point in calling a penalty on that when they got the goal.
Give him give him the goal. It's like
Yep.
sometimes with NBA refs, like
Yeah, continuation.
if you get fouled or you're like get fouled but you make the basket, sometimes the refs just won't call the foul, you
Oh,
know. Like
yeah.
they'll just be like, all right, you scored, like that's good enough. Let's keep going. But
Right.
pretty disappointing loss for Rovers.
Definitely.
QPR playing better.
All right, on to Wednesday's action. We go to Coventry Building Society Arena. Carl, I heard the commentator call us the CBS Arena. And
I
guess
heard
what?
that.
That's what I'm going to be calling it from now
I
on.
heard that too, and I was gonna mention that.
Coventry hosts Leeds United. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you put your money on, bud?
God, did I not pick Leeds? I think I switched it to Leeds.
You did. You called draw, and then you smartened up and changed it to Leeds straight up. You still were a little puss and only put $75 on it. I put $100 on it at -115. We start in the 17th minute when some terrible midfield passing from Coventry give Leeds a great opportunity that ends with Hoopuru one-on-one with the keeper, puts in an easy goal. In the 26th minute, Leeds' Jaden Bogle presses too much and the ball leaks away from him to the Coventry keeper, but Oliver Dovin can't corral the ball, and Bogle is there to pounce and put Leeds up 2-0. Leeds would dominate, but no more scoring. This game ends 2-0.
Yeah, Peru just keeps getting closer to that
Yep, two
golden
away now.
boy, two away. He should have had a second one.
Yep, I have that. I have him and Solomon. Both had nice chances. They both could have scored.
Leeds blew a few chances, which they're gonna do because they're so on the attack all the time. But so on the second Leeds goal, it was pretty funny to me. The goalie went down to get it, to collect it, and the ball bounced up and hit him right in the face, and then
Yep.
bounced away. And then Leeds scored. I was like, that is a bad sequence of events for that
Yeah.
goalie. And then
To get hit in the face and then scored on.
I think he had some PTSD from getting hit in the face, because later Peru, he had this a tough angle shot, but he just rocketed it and it went way over the goal, but the goalie just like olayed out of the way of the shot. I think he was scared of getting hit in the face again. Didn't matter though. Meslier had a great save for Leeds at one point.
You're talking the Coventry's Bidwell, his header.
Header, yeah, and
Yep.
Meslier dove
That was
down
my other
and
note. Yep.
got on the ground and barely saved it. And then Coventry had that chance right at the end, pretty much, where it went off the crossbar and stayed out of the net. So like this match could have been 2-2, but I'm sure Leeds might have played differently if,
Yeah, I think if Coventry gets that last one, it still ends 2-1, but
another Leeds is just so fun to watch. Like I really enjoy watching them play.
well,
Such a
this was their deal in the Premier League a few seasons ago. You knew that they were just going to keep pressing and get it, but they just had no back line at all. And they could score four in a game, but they'd lose 5-4,
Yeah, and they played like this with at least two different managers. now. So it's not, just one manager's doing it. It's like, but maybe it's just the managers playing to their strengths, and which I think is a better way to manage than trying to fit the team into your system. And
Well,
you
I also, and this is just my opinion, but I think they have the American football ownership, which is mainly the Niners, the San Francisco 49ers ownership. They also have players like J.J. Watt are in on the ownership on there. So there's a lot of American football teams. And I think they just kind of want to promote, right? Like, at the very least, if they're in the Premier League and they're going to go down, they're going to promote goal scorers to where they can sell them and make money. And if they go to the championship, they're going to keep getting goal scorers so that they can move up to the Premier League and get that Premier League money. Like, I honestly don't think it's a form of style. I think it's more of a form of currency for them. If they just keep getting high flyers, fast-paced offense, goal scorers, at the very least, if they get relegated from Premier to Championship, they'll be able to sell the players.
that's an, I mean, that's an interesting perspective. It's possible. I mean, I think with the 49ers ownership, I think they want to build a team that will heartbreakingly lose Super Bowls.
Fuck you.
Fuck you
Niner
for,
fan to Niner fan, fuck
yeah,
you. That's too deep, dude.
I know, too deep, too soon, but yeah, when you're growing up and they're 5-0 in the Super Bowl, and then they lose these two. Yeah, it's a different world we
Steve
live in.
Young throws six in a game.
Yep. But anyway, enough about our misery.
All right, Carl, let's move to Saturday's games. We go to the Stadium of Light where Sunderland hosts Watford. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Do you remember who you picked?
I have a strong suspicion that I picked Sunderland.
We both picked Sunderland straight up.
Oof.
Carl, this was your big loss. This is your big bet, $150. So you down the drain, flush it down the toilet. I lost my usual 100 bucks. Black Cats get on the board first in the 16th minute when Enzo Lefebvre's corner goes to the far side and Trey Hume just gets a boot on the ball and taps it back to the near side where Luke 09 puts a diving header on the ball to go up 1-0. In the 41st minute, Watford's Yasser Larucci sends a great ball into the box and Mamadou Diombaye puts a head on the ball and Sunderland keeper Anthony Patterson makes a great save, but defender Dennis Cirklin fouls Diombaye in the box, vying for the loose ball, and Watford are awarded the penalty. Tom Dele-Bashiru keeps the shot low, and Patterson guesses the wrong way, and the game is all square 1-1. The Hornets come out strong to start the second half, and in the 46th minute, Imran Musa sends in a bender from about 30 yards out past Patterson for the 2-1 lead. Cirkin would make up for his foul that gave Watford the penalty in the 89th minute when Lefebvre sends in another corner. Wilson Isidore would get a little flick on the ball, and Cirkin was in front of the goal to tap it in. This game ends in a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, Sunderland lucky to even get a point out of this at home. Lusa, that goal was awesome.
That was fabulous. Top corner bender right in out of the keeper's reach. Yeah, really
Yeah,
beautiful goal.
it wasn't even hit that hard. It was just perfectly placed. And yeah, just a worldie. And I gotta say, his celebration with the devil horns and the tongue out, that's my kind of celebration right there. But Enzo Lefebvre, we've been talking about this guy a little bit. This guy makes shit happen.
Big
Like,
transfer for Sunderland come in, or is it? Yeah, it's Sunderland, right?
yeah, coming from Roma.
Yep. Big
And
transfer in, and he's, yeah, really helped them out a lot.
yeah, he's hungry, he's talented. He hit both of his corners, led to goals there, or two of his corners led to
Yeah,
goals. And
two. We shouldn't say both. He probably did all
right.
the corner work, but yeah,
Yeah.
definitely two of them led to both goals for Sunderland. So yeah, big time pickup for them.
Yeah, but overall, pretty good match.
Yeah, it was a good match to watch. Next game, we go to the Hawthorns, where West Brom hosts Sheffield Wednesday. Carl, this is another DraftKings match of the week. You remember who you put your money on, bud?
West Brom.
You did. You put it in draw no bet, and you went weak on the bet for $75 at minus 190. I went straight up for $100 at plus 105. No score going into the 52nd minute when Wednesday's Diajidi Gassama brings the ball into the 18-yard box and puts a nice strike past the keeper, but the flag is up. No goal for Gassama and Wednesday. Still no score until the late into the 74th minute when West Brom play out of the back. The Baggies make it all the way downfield, and Tom Fellows makes a back pass from the end line to Adam Armstrong, who makes a flying strike on the ball past the keeper. Wednesday squared up in the 90 plus 3 when Svante Ingelsson makes the cross into the 6-yard box, and Callum Patterson is there to put the shot on. Baggy keeper Joe Wildsmith is there to make the save, but the rebound goes right back to Patterson, and this time he gets it in. Sheffield Wednesday think they've earned the draw, but in the 90 plus 9, Baggies Michael Johnston sends in a corner near post, and Jason Malumbi is out in front and gets a perfect deflection on the ball and gets the 3 points for West Brom.
Adam Armstrong, this was his debut match for West Brom, transfer from Southampton. He's like, finally, this I get to be on a good team this year. He's like, now he's feeling good. He's probably like, hey, I might get to go up while Southampton's definitely going down. This might be a good one for me. Patterson, the guy who scored for Callum Patterson for Sheffield Wednesday. I noticed he had a lot of gray hair, which you don't see too often. Like you see a lot of bald guys, but you don't see guys with gray hair. So,
The old timer.
yeah, doing it for the seniors. And then yeah, that Malumbi goal. It was like a kind of like a horse kick. Like he kicked it behind him. It was pretty cool. And when he scored that, I was watching my beloved West Brom TV, and the announcers the whole match were going ape shit, but they went especially ape shit when Malumbi scored it. They were yelling louder than the fans in the stadium.
Yeah, and Malumbi was the guy they were singing the Cranberries to last game.
No, right. Yeah, for some reason I pictured Malumbi as a African guy.
No, he's pretty white.
Yeah, it's pretty. I was like, oh, that's Malumbi? Wow.
Got nice six pack. He let everybody know it after that goal.
Oh yeah, he took the yellow card, said I'm showing everyone my ab workouts are paying off.
Just to backtrack a little, Callum Patterson, 30 years old.
They're a little early
Yeah,
onset, I
going
guess.
gray. He's the little silver fox there. He's got a little George Clooney to him.
Yeah, a little salt and pepper action, but guys, dudes can pull that off. It's not a bad look necessarily. You look distinguished.
Next game, we go to Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United host Portsmouth. We start in the 24th minute when Bladesman Gustavo Hammer gets the ball along the left side and enters the box and takes a nice shot past the Portsmouth keeper to put Sheffield up 1-0. Portsmouth come right back in the 27th minute when Josh Murphy crosses the ball into the 6-yard box for Connor Ogilvie to get his boot out and tap in the equalizer. Portsmouth look impressive, but just can't get that second goal. And then in the 73rd minute, the Blades' Rian Brewster crosses to Jasurun Rahsaki, who taps in the ball, putting Sheffield up 2-1 for good.
This was a pretty good match for, I mean, it was just 2-1, but
A good second half. The first half was pretty boring.
good second half. Before the match, and I think during the match, Sheffield United honored Harvey Wilgoose, a 15-year-old boy who was stabbed to death at a Catholic school in Sheffield, which is obviously very, very tragic. But I
Should
couldn't
they change their name from the Bladesman?
He just stole the name, the joke right out of my mouth. I was gonna say this would be like Arsenal honoring a school shooting, but yeah, the Blades honoring the stabbing victim. What are you gonna do though? Maybe they'll be the maybe they'll change their name from the Blades to the Wizards.
You're reading my mind on that one.
Hey, Rahsaki got a goal, our boy. He's been injured for a little bit, I guess. That's why we haven't been hearing his name, but he scored a goal. That's nice to see him back. Question, do you know what nationality Jasurun Rahsaki is?
No, I don't. If I had to guess, I'm gonna guess French.
Close. He's British. He's English.
See, I wanted to go that way. I knew that the name kind of throws it off, but the Jesu run, I knew it wasn't like Latin because it's the hard J. So, but yeah,
Yeah,
I
I mean,
almost guessed that.
to me it sounds like Asian, you know.
Well, I mean, with the hyphenated name, it's like father was rock, mom was sake, you know?
Love me some sake.
Yeah, but not the classic Saki sake. It's Saky. So,
You know, anyway, good to see him back. Interesting player. And Sheffield took care of business at home, so good for them.
yeah, and Portsmouth looked good. They were putting the pressure on, they just couldn't pull the lid off.
Yeah, I like Portsmouth, but yeah, hopefully they can stay up for another season.
Yeah. Next game, we go to Carroll Road, where Norwich hosted Derby County. We start in the 10th minute when Derby's Nathaniel Mendes Lang brings up the ball and makes a nice cross into the box. And Lars Jørgen Salvesen is in front to head the ball in, but the flag is up and Salvesen is ruled offside. Not much going until the 68th minute when Canaries' Josh Sargent gets the ball on top of the 18-yard box and has a little give and go with Emiliano Marcondes, and Sargent blasts the ball past the keeper for the 1-0 lead. Norwich wouldn't be able to hang on though. In the 90th minute, Derby's Marcus Harness tries to head a ball away from the Norwich defenders, and Canary Jack Stacey gets his boot up high and makes contact with Harness, and Derby awarded the penalty. Jerry Yates goes low and left and ties the game 1-1, and that's how it would finish.
Yeah, did you think it was a penalty?
Yeah, hey, those are always rough, right? Because the player's trying to clear the ball. You know, the ball is about mid-body level, but then the other player lowers his head to try and head the ball, and you end up getting contact with the face. But, you know, we talk often about my hockey experience. In hockey, you generally have to keep the stick below the waist. You're allowed to go above the waist with the stick, but if you make contact with a player's face or head with the stick, even though they may have lowered their head, if it's above the waist, it's going to get called every time. And I think this kind of general rule applies in soccer. You know, you're allowed to kick high for the ball, but if someone else's head is there and you make contact, then it's on you for a dangerous play.
Yeah. And then also I just want to say the other week we found out a guy's nickname was Ginger Pirlo.
Yeah.
Can we start calling Sergeant Ginger Ronaldo?
That's a little high. He's a, what's that, fourth goal in three games since he's been back? Or is it five and four? It's something like that. Like he's on a scoring streak since he came back into the lineup. He's looking real good.
Yeah, if this, I mean, this guy just needs to stay healthy. Like that's his problem is he'll look good for a month or two, and then just like clockwork, he's injured for a month.
Yeah,
And
well, and this was the last game of the signed suspension too, so we should get both of them in the next game. So that's something to look forward to.
that's exciting. I'll have to watch some Norwich matches and see how they play together. 'Cause
Yeah, they're on the list now, so we are paying attention to them, and they're on a run. Let's look at their, one, two out of three. This draw was disappointing, definitely giving up that late goal. But they kind of gave up at the end, honestly.
Yeah, disappointing at home. Was that Carroll Road was their place to handle it, but yeah, that penalty hurt.
Yeah, and Derby had like a terrible record going into this game. I want to say they had lost like five in a row or six in a row or something. So they were looking to get off the schneid there. Worked really hard to get that draw.
Yeah, good for them. They desperately needed a point.
Yeah. We finished Sunday at Ashton Gate, where Bristol City hosts Swansea. Bristol City get most of the chances in the game, but the Swans would get the one that mattered most in the 55th minute when Gonçalo Franco gets a nice shot on target that's saved by Bristol keeper Max O'Leary, but the rebound goes to Josh Tymon, who blasts the ball home for the 1-0 lead, and that would be all Swansea needed in the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to say about this match.
Yeah, not much going.
Yeah, Bristol, you know, we start following them and they immediately give it up at home to
Yep.
mediocre Swans. The one thing that I thought was funny is, if you watch the highlight, I don't know if you saw the same highlights that I did, but I had the ones from the Bristol City side, and the camera was practically a bird's eye view.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
I've
No,
never,
I didn't see it.
I don't think I've ever watched a match with a camera that high. Like, it felt like I was playing Grand Theft Auto 1. Like, it was crazy. They had a camera on the field to show like replays and shit, but the main action camera was just up in the freaking clouds.
Were they on the road in that one?
No, they're at
No,
home.
they're at home. That's terrible for a home squad.
Don't. That's not how you get in the playoffs.
With the bad camera angle, like it's an all 22.
Oh yeah, you shouldn't be allowed in the playoffs. They should measure how high your camera is, and if it's past a certain height, then they go to the next if you make the top six, they go to the next lowest team.
That instead of goal differential, they go by how
Yeah,
bad your camera angle is.
I mean, I still think that's better than alphabetical order.
That was great, man. I can't wait for a finish like that. That'd be awesome. All
Well,
right, Carl. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Bristol City, I mean, if there's an alphabetical order thing, they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. All right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings. Leeds United stay in first. They are at 66 points. Sheffield United stay at second at 64. Burnley stay at third at 61. Sunderland stay in fourth at 59. Now here comes the rest of the pack. West Brom move up to fifth with 47 points. Blackburn Rovers move down a spot to 6 to 45. Middlesbrough stay at 7th at 44 points. Norwich City are at 8th with 43 points. Bristol City in 9th with 42. Watford move up and they are also at 42. Sheffield Wednesday move down. They are also at 42. Bristol City 2 goal differential. Watford minus 2 goal differential. Sheffield Wednesday minus 4 differential. Bringing up the middle of the pack as far as the entire table, but the bottom of the pack as far as what we're looking at. Coventry moved down to 12th. They're at 41 points. Park Rangers move up to 13th, also at 41 points. They're separated by 6 in goal differentials. Rangers had a 2-1 win over Rovers this week. And Millwall didn't play, so I think they might have lost a spot because of Park Rangers' win, but they stay at 10, 10, and 10 with 40 points.
Yep. So I was gonna say a little bit of separation, but not really. Not at all, actually. Middlesbrough, for as inconsistent as they've been, they're still just 1 point out of playoff position.
Yep.
You know, they have a plus 10 goal differential. So we'll see if they can bounce back. They've had a couple losses, three of their last four. I mean, I would like to see Middlesbrough make it in. I'd rather see them than Big Lots Rovers. But yeah, still, I mean, Sunderland's kind of losing pace with the top spot a little bit.
Yeah, five out of second spot for the automatic promotion.
Yeah, but Sheffield, they're the hottest team. They've won five out of six. And I mean, Leeds, obviously, you know, they've won four out of their last six, drew the other two, so undefeated.
Right, and Burnley isn't losing either. They're not exactly getting the wins, but with all those nil-nil draws, they're not losing a whole lot of spots.
Yep, still on 9 goals allowed,
Yep.
which is crazy.
Insane.
Yeah. Out of this pack going, I mean, do you have like a sleeper that you think?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I didn't tell you we were going to do this, but we're going to talk about this a little later, Carl. So we're going to put that one on the back burner. All right, let's take a look at next week's action. We're going to start Tuesday at Vicarage Road when Watford hosts Leeds United. Leeds United took this one 2-1 back in match week 11 in October. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. Let's get the odds for you. Watford plus 750 to win this game leads the heavy favorites minus 260. A draw is plus 390. Draw no bet has Watford at plus 550 and leads a minus 900.
Oh my God. That's some of the biggest. I mean, I'm sure like some people playing Norwich or Plymouth Argyle have had some crazy odds, but that's, I mean, for Watford
For on the road, yeah.
being a top half team, that's wild. And like that makes me want to take Watford, draw no bet.
Yeah, I mean that's a good bet for you. You need some odds going into this, and then there's not much odds for Leeds United on that.
Yeah, I'll take Watford draw no bet for $50.
Okay. I'm gonna take the bad odds, minus 260 on Leeds straight up. I think you're making the smart move there. It really is a no lose, but I like going against you heads up. So
I know you do.
let's see, Watford was plus 600 at $50. That's a good bet for you.
Yeah, I'm on.
I like it. And if we weren't going head to head, I might steal your bet from you, but I'm gonna let you t try and take this one.
Yeah.
Next game, we go to the CBS Arena where Coventry hosts Park Rangers. This was a 1-1 draw back in October. And Carl, we're gonna make this a DraftKings match of the week as well. We weren't really gonna follow them. They're both 4 points out from the sixth spot. But because they are playing each other, I figured let's put some money on it. And one of these teams we aren't going to follow the week after. So.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go. I mean, Queen's Park Rangers have been playing pretty well. Coventry's coming off a loss, but the home advantage, I'm gonna go Coventry draw no bet.
Yeah, sorry. I should have given you the odds on this. So. Coventry favorite in this one, minus 120 straight up. Queen's Park Rangers plus 320 straight up. A draw is plus 265. Draw no bet, Coventry minus 270. The Park Rangers at plus 210.
Actually, you know what? Give me a draw, $50.
Think I'll take Coventry straight up. Not too thrilled about that. Not great odds. Park Rangers have been playing pretty well. But yeah. Do I want to make a long shot? Yeah, you know what? I am going to steal your idea from the last game. I'm actually going to take the Park Rangers in a draw no bet for $100. At plus 210. All right, Carl. Next game, we go to Carl Road where Norwich host Preston North End. This was a 2-2 draw back in October. Who you got?
I got Norwich in this one. They get signs back. They're at home. I think they're definitely a better team than Preston. I mean, Preston's only in 15th. They're not like a total bottom feeder, but yeah, give me Norwich in this one. What about you?
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Surprisingly, the odds just minus 125 for Norwich straight up. That surprises me, as far considering what we just saw with Watford and Leeds. But yeah, I'm with you. I think Norwich got this. They're in good form right now. Josh Sargent is on a tear, so I'm with you. Next game, we go to the Turf Moor. This is games on Wednesday between Burnley and Hull City. Carl, this was a 1-1 draw back in October.
Yeah, Hull got a goal on him, got one of the 9 goals.
Yep.
But yeah, I gotta take Burnley again. The Burnley train. If they
Yep.
can, you know, if they can score, then they get the win.
Especially at home. Yeah, I think a draw no bet's a good one in this.
I think I'd go straight up.
Yeah, I'm sure the odds favor that. Yeah, minus 145 straight up, so probably wouldn't get any odds, draw no bet, but the way Burnley play, I think you always should take them draw no bet the way they draw.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
All right, next game we go to Stadium of Light, where Sunderland hosts Luton Town. Sunderland took this one down 2-1 back in October.
Yeah, Sunderland.
Yep, I'm with you.
Moving on.
Yeah, agreed. Next game we go to Swansea.com Stadium, where Swansea hosts Sheffield Wednesday. This was a nil-nil draw back in October.
Yeah, Swansea just got a win on the road at Bristol.
Yeah,
So,
Sheffield got the loss, but they looked good in that game. Wednesday, I should say.
yeah, they didn't look bad. I think I'd probably go Swansea draw no bet if I had to bet.
Yeah, at home, I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ashton Gate, where Bristol City hosts Stoke City. Your boys, Carl. This was a 2-2 draw back in October.
Yeah. Let's look at the table. So yeah, Bristol 9th, Stoke 18th. Yeah, I mean, I love my boys, but I'd go Bristol draw no bet.
Oh, Carl, every time you go against your boys, I'm going to hit you straight up on this. Let's take a look at the odds. Bristol favored in this -135 straight up. Stoke City +380. A draw +270. Draw no bet. Bristol -340. Stoke City +255. You know I'm gonna take Stoke City in that draw no bet.
All right.
And did you want draw no bet or straight up?
Draw no bet.
Draw no bet. So no odds for you. How much you want to put on it?
$50.
Okay. All right, next game we go to the Hawthorns, where West Brom hosts Blackburn Rovers. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. We had a nil-nil draw back in October. West Brom favorites in this one, -120. Blackburn +340. A draw is +260. Draw no bet. West Brom -290. Blackburn +220.
Yeah, I could see anything happening in this one, but I think I'm gonna go $50 West Brom straight up.
Right. Yeah, I am gonna do Blackburn on the draw no bet. Let me input your odds here. There we go. I'm gonna do my $100. All right, final game of the midweek fixtures. We go to Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United hosts Middlesbrough. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Middlesbrough took this 1-0 back in October. Sheffield United are favored in this one, +130. Middlesbrough +215. A draw is +245. Draw no bet has Sheffield United -160, Middlesbrough +125. Who you got?
I'm gonna take Sheffield United straight up $50.
Okay.
They're kind of on a roll now. They've only got six less goals scored than the high scoring Middlesbrough, but they have 17 less allowed. And they're at home. They're at Bramall Lane again. Yeah, I gotta stick with Sheffield to stay on course. Even though I'd like to see Middlesbrough pull off a win, because like I said, I want them in the playoffs, but I don't see it.
Yeah, I am gonna take Sheffield as well, but I'm gonna take them draw no bet at -160. Not getting odds on it, but it's a little bit safer. It gets me out of that draw zone, which I'm afraid might happen. And Carl, we didn't mention it before, but this is a double fixture week in the championship. So let's move to the weekend fixtures. On Saturday, we go to the Deepdale, where Preston North End hosts Burnley. This was a nil-nil draw, surprise, surprise, in match week 9. That was October 5th.
Okay, yeah, Burnley draw no bet if I was gonna bet. Pretty simple for me.
Yeah, I think I agree. On the road, you kind of risk it, but Burnley isn't letting anything go into the net right now, so I think a draw no bet's a good call. Next game, we go to Cardiff City Stadium, where Cardiff City hosts Bristol City. This was a 1-1 draw back in October. Who you got?
I'd take Bristol draw no bet, even though Cardiff drew them in Bristol last time. Cardiff is not a very good team. They have a minus 18 goal differential, which is pretty horrendous.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, Bristol's been playing well, but as soon as we started following them, they took the big L, so.
Yeah, of course. They're them and yeah, there's a few other teams that tend to do that. But yeah, Bristol draw no bet, I would say.
Yeah, draw no bet just because they're on the road, but I'm with you. Next game, we go to MKM Stadium, where Hull City hosts Norwich City. Norwich City, big win 4-0 back in October.
Yeah, I mean, Hull has 2 wins in their last 4 matches, so something to be happy about.
Yeah, who'd they take down? They were calling them Hull-a-mania. They
Hull had a hell of a
took down
mania.
Sunderland and at the Stadium of Light, I want to say.
Yeah, Hull a mania. That's funny.
They're running wild through you, brother.
Yeah, they say they drank their milk, said their prayers, and ate their vitamins before that one. Yeah, I'd go Norwich City draw no bet.
Yeah, just because they're on the road. But yeah, I think Norwich should have this one handily.
Yeah.
We go to Ewood Park, where Blackburn Rovers host Plymouth Argyle. Plymouth Argyle with the rare win at home last time, 2-1 in October.
Yeah, Blackburn all the way. Yes, and I know Plymouth just beat Liverpool
Yeah.
in the FA Cup, so
Took down
congratulations.
Liverpool 1-0.
Yeah, so congratulations to them. That's the easily the biggest win they're gonna have all season. Probably their biggest win in many seasons. But yeah, I still don't trust them, especially away from a home park or wherever the hell they play. So yeah, Blackburn all the way.
Yeah, I'd probably go Blackburn, draw no bet, just because Plymouth is kind of playing hot now that they got rid of the fat Granny Shagger. But I think Blackburn are a better squad overall.
Draw no bet. What a puss.
Next game, we go to Hillsborough, where Sheffield Wednesday hosts Coventry. Sheffield Wednesday took this one down 2-1 back in October.
Yeah, this is another one where they're separated by 1 point. I'd probably take Coventry draw no bet.
Yeah. Let's see. Should we make this a DraftKings match of the week? They're both right there. Yeah, let's do it. We're going to make this a DraftKings match of the week. Let me give you the odds on this one, Carl. Oh, you know what? We might not have the odds, so we will go over the odds on Wednesday when we record.
Okay.
Let's make some picks now and then we can change them. Would you pick, I'm sorry, Sheffield draw no bet or Coventry draw no bet?
Coventry draw no bet.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm gonna take Sheffield at home, draw no bet. Next game, we go to the Den where the Millwall Bricks host West Brom. This was a nil-nil draw back in October. Carl, who you got?
Oh, give me the bricks, baby.
Bricks at home. I'm probably gonna go West Brom, draw no bet. Millwall is the 500 club of the century, even though Burnley has all the nil-nil draws. Millwall, a 10-10-10 record. You just can't pass that up. They are the mediocre of mediocrity.
Yeah, they won 3 in a row though to get there.
Yeah, I had a week off. It might have lost some steam.
Or they might be rested and ready to kick some ass and hit
Do think they
the.
might have had an FA Cup game. I can't remember. I think they played this week. It just wasn't in league.
Yeah,
But
West Brom's gonna get hit in the face with a brick. That's my prediction.
all right, well, I'm gonna take West Brom draw no bet, we're not putting any money on it. So next game, we go to Kenilworth Road, where Luton Town hosts Sheffield United. Sheffield United took this 2-0 at home back in October.
As I say with every Luton Town match, Sheffield United, that's all I got. Next.
Yeah, Next game, this is a DraftKings match of the week. We go to Riverside Stadium where Middlesbrough hosts Watford. Watford took this one down 2-1 back in October. We're going blind for right now. We'll readjust Wednesday.
Yeah, this is a tough one to call. Middlesbrough, you never know what you're gonna get with them. I mean, Watford, they're kind of on a little
Yeah,
skid.
they're looking bad.
I think I'm gonna go Middlesbrough draw, no bet.
Yep, I'm with you. I already had mine down. All right, and the final game of the week, Monday Night Football at Elland Road. Another DraftKings match of the week. Leeds United host Sunderland. Big time game. This one was a 2-2 draw back in October.
Yeah, this is a huge one.
Yeah.
Sunderland needs this to kind of stay in the title hunt. I think if Leeds wins this one, then they're going to be probably 10, they're going to be 10 points clear of Sunderland, and I think Sunderland will have to just be focusing on, maintaining their playoff position.
Right.
I think I'd take Leeds straight up.
Yeah, I'm going to pull the Carl move, and I think I'm going to go with a draw, especially after last time we had a top two teams play each other. No one really wanted to make a mistake, and so they kind of both didn't really press hard. Leeds tried to get something going. It was against Burnley, who's got the great defense, obviously. But a lot of parking the bus action, not a whole lot of action in that game. And I think this one's going to be like that. I think neither team's going to want to make the mistake and give up the 3 points to the other.
Yeah, and Sunderland's given up 19 goals. Or no, they've given up 28, excuse me.
Yeah, Leeds is 19, I want to say.
Yeah, Leeds is 19. 62 for that Leeds. That's crazy.
They're making sure they get that goal differential.
Yeah, but 28 isn't terrible. Just when you're next to Burnley in the table, it doesn't look great,
Right.
but
I mean, Burnley's making everybody look bad in that department, so.
yeah, but yeah, I think Leeds is too strong for their I think they're a cut above Sunderland. But Sunderland, you make a good point. These teams could play conservatively.
Yep.
But I have too much faith in Leeds, even though I bet Watford against them, so
All right, Carl, let's move to the Premier League.
hit the music.
Carl, no matches this week in the Premier League for the FA Cup fixtures. So we're just going to look ahead to next week's action. We start Saturday at the King Power Stadium where Leicester City hosts Arsenal. This was a 4-2 win for Arsenal back in match week 6, September 28th. Who you got?
I mean, obviously the easy pick is to go Arsenal. Leicester, yeah, that I there's nothing I could say. It's Arsenal.
No, I'm with you. Arsenal on this. I think for the rest of the season in these Premier League games, unless one of these teams is playing each other or another bottom tier, which even past these four teams that we're following, the bottom tier teams are heads above the bottom four. So I think unless we really find an even match, it's probably going to go with the top standing team. Let's go next game to Villa Park where Aston Villa hosts Ipswich Town. This was a 2-2 draw back in September.
Well, good job, Ipswich, but Aston Villa.
Yep, I'm with you, especially at home. They just had a big win in the FA Cup against Tottenham, right? Yeah.
Villa?
Yeah, I want to say.
Yeah, they yeah. I'm,
They just beat them 2-0.
yep. Big surprise there.
Next game, we go to St. Mary's Stadium where Southampton hosts Bournemouth. Bournemouth took this one down 3-1 back in September.
So Southampton, they're coming off a win. Can they ride the wave? I don't think so.
No, and Bournemouth's been playing really good lately, so I'm with
Yeah.
you. Bournemouth on this one, even on the road.
Yeah, Bournemouth's in seventh. They're only 1 point out of Europa and 3 points out of the Champions League qualification. Wouldn't that be cool to see them in the Champions League?
Solid campaign for them so far. We go to Sunday's game at the Anfield. We go Liverpool host Wolves. Liverpool took this 2-1 on the road back in September.
Okay. So Wolves put up a, kept it close at home, but they're going to Anfield, no shot.
Yeah, and they've not been playing well. So I'm with you. Liverpool should take this. They're going to have their A team out. They're not going to have the B squad out for the FA Cup against Plymouth Argyle. So,
Yeah, the boys will be back.
We did the standings last week, but we'll just go over them real quick to recap. Wolves out of the drop zone at 19 points in 17th. Leicester City, first team in the drop zone at 17 points in 18th place. Ipswich Town at 16 points in 19th place. And Southampton got their win, second win of the season there at 9 points in 20th spot. Carl, let's take a look at the DraftKings scoreboard. Carl, you took down a winning record 2-0-1, but your big $150 bet lost, so you lost $45.32 last week. I also went 2-0-1, winning $91.95. Carl, that puts you at $934.93, still below the Mendoza line at 18.5 and 25. I am at $1,880.50 at 21.7 and 16, ever closer to that double up position that I want to be in at the end of the season.
Yeah, but this next week will be a big one because we have a
We got a
lot.
lot going. Yeah, we got a lot riding on this week for
So
sure.
this could be things could be interesting for me after this week if things take a downturn. Like yeah, I hope I at least break even.
All right, Carl, the surprise I alluded to before, I went to our week one pod and I listed our beginning of the season predictions. So let's start in the championship. Carl, do you remember the three teams you picked for promotion?
For championship, I'm gonna say I feel like I'm gonna say Leeds, West Brom, and Sunderland.
Yeah, remember we did have one wild card team, so but I won't make you guess. It's all right. You did have Leeds, your other team was Middlesbrough, and your wild card team was Stoke City. I also had Leeds, my other team was Burnley. Surprising victory for me there. Didn't know how bad it was going to be, but they're there. And my wild card team was Hull City.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, my wild card team's ahead of yours. So.
Okay, so Carl, we're going to do we should have done this mid-season, but it's not too far away from mid-season to do this. I want to do some predictions, mid-season predictions for who we think. So for the two teams, instead of like two teams and a wild card, what we're going to do is we're going to pick the two teams we think are going to take first and second for the automatic promotion. And then we're going to pick a third team. Doesn't necessarily have to be a wild card, but the third team we think is going to win the tournament to get that final spot for promotion into the Premier League.
Okay, I mean, I'm gonna go with what we got right now. I mean, Burnley could do it. I'm gonna stick with Leeds and Sheffield United for the top two.
Leeds, Sheffield. Yeah, Sheffield could have been a wild card prediction. They were not on our radar because we just went based on odds to win the league. So Sheffield weren't one of the top five as far as odds go. But yeah, Leeds, Sheffield, and who'd you think was going to win the tournament?
I'm gonna go with Sunderland.
All right.
Because you know I hate Burnley.
Sunderland, another team that was not in there that we could have grabbed. I'm gonna go Leeds. Let's drop this real quick. Okay. Let's take a look at the standings. Leeds. Yeah, Sheffield, I think, is a good call. And then my fourth team, I'm gonna go Burnley.
So taking 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
Just like a bitch.
Don't get mad at me. Burnley, I mean, come on, you gotta pick Burnley with the way they're 9 goals against on the season. All right, Carl, let's go to the Premier League where we picked the three teams to get relegated. Again, two of the top odd teams. We didn't have relegation odds, so we just went on worse odds to win the Premier League championship.
This one,
Go ahead. Who is your teams? Do you
this
remember?
one's gonna be funny. So I know I had Nottingham Forest.
As did I.
Yeah. Then I'm gonna go ahead and say that I had Wolves.
No.
Did I have Southampton?
Nope. You had a team we just talked about who's trying to get into Europa.
I had Bournemouth.
Bournemouth was your wild card. The other one was Everton.
Wow. Well, obviously Nottingham and Bournemouth proved me to be an idiot. Everton is probably safe, I think. I mean, they won 3 in a row, so I think that they've played their way kind of to safety. So it looks like I might have struck out 0 for 3. Who'd you have?
Yeah, I wasn't much better. Again, Nottingham, and then my wild card was Fulham, who's also having a good campaign this season. My third team was Leicester City, so I'm the only one that's got a team in the drop zone right now that we predicted at the beginning of the season. Carl, I put Southampton in for both of us as far as mid-season predictions, so just give me your two other teams that will be relegated this season.
Two other teams that'll be relegated. Dude, I think it's gonna stay with these three. I think Leicester. Oh, yeah. I think Wolves are better than Leicester and Ipswich. Leicester's actually given up more goals now than Wolves,
Yeah.
which is not good because we all know who the hero that Wolves have in goal. So if you're giving up more goals than them, yeah, something's wrong.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna stick with Leicester, Ipswich, and Southampton. Boring, I know, but just what it looks
No,
like to me.
I'm with you. I'm definitely taking Southampton and Ipswich. I really want to go Wolves, but because I picked Leicester to start the season, I want to keep that pick going. Just to see if I can nail down one of these teams. But yeah, I think Southampton, Ipswich, and Wolves would probably be my bet right now just on form. But I'm going to stick with Leicester. So we both have Southampton, Leicester, and Ipswich.
Yeah, not the most exciting predictions, but you know, it is what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, the relegation shot is a little easier to get than the promotion on the championship side right now with so
Yeah.
many teams available. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, the promotion one, especially guessing who's going to win the tournament. I mean, one of these fifth or sixth teams could get hot and win two matches.
Yeah, we've talked about it the last few weeks. I think those top four teams are pretty much set. We don't know what order they're going to be in, but we know those four are going to stay the top four. And then it's the rest of the teams behind them picking up those last two playoff spots. Still makes for an exciting season. The top two promotions are going to make for an exciting end, even for the top four, which we know have separated themselves from the rest of the pack. So it's going to be a really interesting title race at the end, and a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, man, it's things are getting serious, and now the transfer window's closed. So these are the squads that we're looking at for the
Yep.
rest of the way.
Yep.
So I'm excited that I'm gonna be that I have Saturdays off usually. So I'm definitely gonna I did the Paramount Plus thing. I did the Peacock thing.
Yep. I'm jealous of
So
that. I haven't gone Peacock yet just because I don't want to spend the money on it when I actually do have to work on Saturdays, so I don't get a lot of options as far as watching them. But having the Paramount Plus, I get to, I mean, I can watch the 4 a.m. games for both Premier and Championship, and then the 7 o'clock games. I can watch the first half, and then while I'm on the bus on the way to work, I can watch the second half. And usually, if I just got to pick a game, and hopefully it's a good one, because there's
yeah.
so many going on that 7 o'clock window. But
Yeah, they need to, it would be cool to have something like Red Zone for soccer, but it just doesn't work like
no,
that.
there's not enough scoring, and it's back and forth, so you can't just, oh, they're in the offensive, oh, well, they just got cleared. All right, on to the next one.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, whoever, what's his name that does Red Zone?
Yeah. Something Hansen
Yeah,
or
Chris Hansen. It's just no, it's Scott Hansen, I want to
Scott
say. I think
Hansen.
Chris Hansen was the To Catch a Predator guy,
Yeah, he was.
wasn't
He
he? Yeah,
was.
Scott Hansen. Yeah, whoever the British version of Scott Hansen is just pulling their hair out because they're
Oh,
just switching games.
yeah, I was gonna say that it ends 2 hours in when the British Scott Hansen just kills himself on air.
All right, Carl, it's been a great week of action. Thank you so much for joining me. And we thank you, listeners, for joining us again this week. Next week, a big slate of action. We got a lot of games going down. We got a lot of money on the line. It's going to be
Ooh baby,
exciting. So,
ooh baby, ooh baby! I can't wait to see what happens.
yeah.
I need to write down these bets after we.
I like you trying to guess what you bet.
Yeah, I'm gonna write down my bets this time, so when I'm watching the matches, I know what to root for.
Carl, it's been a great week. Thanks again to all you listeners. Carl, say bye.
I bid you adieu.